This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Rentals is the executive director and the founder of the Center for Creative Voices in Media. He joins us in studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Coy, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, you are Charlottesville-based. This organization is based out of D.C., but you're here in Charlottesville.
Yes, we do most of our work out of Charlottesville. We do have a Washington office and address, but beautiful downtown Keswick is really the world headquarters for
That's all you need.
That's,
that's all you need for a national organization. Give folks a quick John Rentals 101, and then we'll talk about the organization.
John Rentals 101, I'm a recovering attorney. I was a screenwriter for many years. I went to the university law school here. In fact, I still am a screenwriter, and in being a screenwriter, I witnessed the rampant consolidation and conglomeration and concentration of the media companies, and was witnessing the impact that that was having on creative people, actors, writers, producers, directors, and the impact it was having on the programming that the audience was seeing. They didn't know what they were missing. We did, because we were the ones who used to make it.
Right.
And so I founded the Center for Creative Voices in Media about 3 years ago to talk about those kinds of free speech issues.
And what exactly does the center do? And of course, we should tell folks it's www.creativevoices.us. .us. Okay.
Yes. Creative Voices is an advocate in Washington. It's a nonprofit organization. We advocate and educate about the issues I was just talking about, the impact of media consolidation and media concentration on creative people, on the programming that the American public sees. All this is based on our strong belief in free speech and free expression. And based on that belief, we've also gotten involved in the so-called indecency issues, which are very much in play and, you know, at the forefront of discussion these days, talking about the impact of the government regulation of the airwaves in the name of protecting children. And we don't promote indecent programming. I have young kids, and I always want to make that point.
Of course. Yeah.
But this overregulation of the airwaves in the name of protecting children from so-called objectionable or indecent content has unfortunately backfired. And we talk about that a lot, that some of the highest quality programming, the programming that parents very much want their children to see on television, is being removed from television for fear of FCC fines. So that's something we're talking about a lot.
John Rentals is the president and executive director of the Center for Creative Voices in Media, and he's in studio on Charlottesville right now. I know a very good friend of mine in high school, Colin Powell's son, Michael Powell, in high school and college, was a former chairman of the SEC. And
sure.
I can remember Mike saying, every time he was on C-SPAN, he was saying, look, we've got plenty of media out there. This consolidation thing is just it's a mirage that liberals are throwing up. They're trying to make it make you think that companies shouldn't buy other media companies. And he said there's a proliferation of media via the internet, and he made it sound like it was absolutely nothing to worry about. Why do you disagree with that? Why should we be concerned that somebody like, my mind just went blank, but somebody like one radio station company, Clear Channel, can own what percentage of the radio stations in America? Like,
well, there's no limit on the number. They went from 40 radio stations in 1996 to over 1,200 radio stations today.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
In the radio business.
Yes.
That is outrageous.
In any business, that kind of growth is outrageous.
And of course, there were old laws which used to say, we don't want one company to own the TV station and the newspaper and all, and to consolidate the media in one market.
Right.
And then over time, through the 80s and the 90s, there was a growing power in Washington that said, you know, no, that's okay. Maybe they should be able to do that. We have so much media these days. Maybe it's okay. Why is it not okay from where you sit, from your experience?
Well, Michael Powell, we were not the only ones who thought he was wrong. His own staff at the FCC thought he was wrong. just a few weeks ago, an FCC report was that had been suppressed was released finally by Senator Barbara Boxer of California, which showed that the FCC staff itself had done studies of local news being produced by large conglomerates and comparing that to local news being produced by locally owned broadcast stations in the same market, and finding that the locally owned stations produce on average 5 minutes more per night of local news than the out-of-state large conglomerates, which was suppressed because it completely undercut Michael Powell's argument that conglomeration was good for local news, that there would be more local news. In fact, his own staff found that there was less local news.
And what's interesting is that they suppressed this. The FCC didn't want that report to get out.
That's right.
And it finally came out years later. Now, y'all have another study that's out as well that was just released yesterday.
Yes, we just Creative Voices is one of 25 organizations that's a member of a group called the Media and Democracy Coalition. And some of the organizations are well known, I'm sure, to your listeners: Common Cause, Consumers Union, Consumer Federation of America, Free Press, along with a lot of other local groups. And we released studies in 12 different states that build on what the FCC itself found, that local markets are already very concentrated in terms of ownership, that many of them are already have percentages of ownership that exceed the guidelines of the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. Yet under the FCC's current proposal, there's a proceeding going on right now as to whether they should even loosen, relax, eliminate media ownership limits even further than they are now, that under the FCC proposal, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, would, with no questions asked, approve mergers that violate the Department of Justice and Federal Trade Commission guidelines on mergers. We think that's wrong.
Yeah. Why have the rules if you're not going to enforce
them? Yes. I mean, and you know, this isn't making, widgets or donuts or, this is the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, we're talking about businesses that affect the very way that people think about our communities, our culture, our country.
Exactly. It's the way they learn about what's going on in their local communities.
Right.
And
right.
So this is the very foundation of democracy. I mean, I don't want to sound too apocalyptic.
Well, you joined.
It's hard not to be too apocalyptic.
Yeah, well,
about
and you joined Thomas Jefferson when you talk about the importance of the media in, educating an active citizenry if you want a democracy to actually function and work.
Well, thank you. I'm not often compared with Thomas Jefferson, but I very much appreciate that.
John Rentels is the president and executive director of the Center for Creative Voices and Media. That's creativevoices.us on the internet. And before we go to a break, just really quick, here's a perfect example of what we're talking about. As we speak, there is a manhunt going on in our area. Local law enforcement, a couple of state police helicopters are now looking for a guy wanted in questioning for an attempted murder down here, right near Monticello, actually, near Browns Mountain on Route 20 and Route 53. He's supposedly in the woods. They're out there looking right now. Rob Graham from the WINA news team is on the scene. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. We have another AM radio station in town, which is owned by Clear Channel. It's my understanding they don't have any local programming. They used to have a morning show. They don't have it anymore. And chances are they don't have anybody bringing you the news of this very manhunt going on as we speak. With that in mind, let's take a quick break. We're talking with John Rentels of the Center for Creative Voices and Media. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking with John Rentels, the president and executive director of the Center for Creative Voices in Media, and that's creativevoices.us. Our guests in the next half hour will be Richard Herskowitz with the Virginia Film Festival, and we'll get all the details about the festivities going on next week in our little burg. Looking forward to that as well. John, right before we went to a break, we were talking about how Clear Channel buys up all these radio stations and local news disappears. And you were saying during the break that you've seen that happen firsthand.
Well, today is such an interesting illustration and perfect illustration of so many of the things that we talk about. I mean, here is a local radio station that is breaking away to local news with a reporter on the scene. I mean, that today is so rare. And there's a famous case of a Clear Channel-owned station in Minot, South Dakota or North Dakota. It's Minot, North Dakota, I believe, where a Clear Channel owned the local radio station. A poisonous gas tanker on a train started leaking, and the sheriff ordered the evacuation of a large section of the town. He went to the radio station to ask the radio announcer to, you know, announce this evacuation. Well, he got to the Clear Channel station, the only station in town, and it was only a bunch of tape machines. There was no live person in the station to broadcast this evacuation order. So,
and you know, we laugh, but it's really actually pretty sad.
It's a very serious
And it can be
situation.
Dangerous in that case. It can be very dangerous.
That was a serious public safety issue. But, you know, you extrapolate that to politics, to school board meetings, to you know, any kind of local event, local radio, local media makes a community.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're losing that.
John Rentels is with the Center for Creative Voices in Media. Now, what do you say to the folks who might be listening who think, oh, well, you're just against business. You got something against the free market. If the free market says that business is going to work better if these big media companies buy up all these little media companies, then that somehow that must be good. The market knows best, and that's got to be the best thing for it, because I'm sure you hear that.
I hear it all the time, and it's a good argument. The problem is that this isn't a free market, that radio stations and television stations, broadcasters, use a public resource that they've been given for free to serve the public interest, and those are the public airwaves. And when they're using those at no cost, it's very different from, say, a cell phone company that has bought airwaves to use for their own private network. People can use cell phones. Broadcasters have a responsibility to the public, and the way that the Clear Channels and the other large conglomerates have made money is essentially by abdicating their responsibility to the public, by cutting out the local personalities, the local news, sending the same music on big reels of tape from one station to the next station to the next station, homogenizing the playlist. And so it's not a free market. That's our answer.
John Rentels, I would look forward to the opportunity if you could join us again. Think about that. And
I'd love to.
Fantastic. We look forward to that. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.